Most Oklahoma Cherokees and Wild West literature aficionados know about Nedi Wadi. Ned Christie, the Cherokee Kituwa National Councilman and advisor to Chief Dennis Bushyhead. In May 1887, Deputy U.S. Marshal Daniel Maples traveled from his Bentonville, Arkansas home to Tahlequah Cherokee Nation in northeastern Indian Territory to investigate the burgeoning whiskey problem. Christie also happened to be in town to attend the early May session of the Cherokee National Council. During the evening of May 4th, the day Maples arrived, Christie and his uncle, Nede Gris, had been seen in the vicinity of Maples' camp next to what is known today as Seminary Spring. Bystanders also noticed other men around the camp: Bub Traynor, John Parrish, Charlie Bobtail, John Hogshooter, and Looney Coon. After sunset, someone shot Maples. He died the next day. Some of the men witnesses swore they observed in the area were indicted by the U.S. Court of the Western District of Arkansas at Fort Smith, and those men declared their innocence to Judge Isaac Parker. No witness saw who killed Maples, although they testified that the suspects told them who did the shooting. Bub Traynor and Charlie Bobtail both swore that John Parrish pulled the trigger. Despite those accusations, and even though Traynor and Parrish had multiple charges and convictions in their history, they, along with Bobtail, were released. Christie feared Judge Isaac Parker and refused to travel to Fort Smith to defend himself. This momentous decision began a chain of events that led directly to his death. Christie spent the last 5 years of his life evading capture by posses sent from Fort Smith, and details of those years are still being told with embellishments, fictional scenarios, and omissions of facts. Murders and robberies committed by others in the territory were attributed to Christie, and his reputation as an outlaw spread across the country. Judge Isaac Parker authorized a reward for him, and Christie remained alert to anyone who might try to accost him at his home in Wahilu. Posses did confront Nede several times at his home, most notably in 1889 when they burned his house and injured his left eye. 3 years later, Deputy U.S. Marshals used dynamite to drive Christie from his newly built cabin, and they shot him when he emerged from the fiery building. The posse roped Ned's body to a wooden door and took him to Fort Smith, where he lay on the door for 3 days, available to photographers and gawkers. His family then brought him home to Wakulu for burial. Editors want fantastic storylines to market their publications, and for over a century, the Christie saga has offered prime opportunities for libelous aggrandizement. Armed with their imaginations, late 19th century newspapermen began crafting the image of Christie as a drinker, an unrepentant killer who sold whiskey, robbed stores, and killed U.S. Marshals and innocent bystanders. Exciting stories created by newspapermen about the murder of a white lawman amid the backdrop of an already violent land increased readers' fascination. A few papers published derogatory pieces about Christie in December 1887, 7 months after the death of Maples, and after the court at Fort Smith heard the testimonies of the men who were seen in the vicinity of Maples' camp the night of the killing.